It's time for the Dark Matter season finale after show here on AfterBuzz TV. We are talking season 3, episode 13, Nowhere to Go. There is nowhere to go, so stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV super fan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, welcome, don't stop us now. It's time for the Dark Matter After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We've chosen this song because sci-fi, don't stop us now. Yeah. It's the season 3 finale. We want more. We want more Dark Matter. I'm Yael Siegel. I'm joined by my lovely panel. Natalie's here.
Hi, guys. I'm Natalie Dyer, and you can find me at Natalie Dyer on all social media platforms. That's NatalieDyer.
Yay!
And I'm Tari J. Miller. You can find me at Tari J. T-A-R-I-J-Y.
I like want to be upset about that. but you can't. It's Dark Matter season 3 finale, Nowhere to Go. We have so much to talk about. Before we jump into the things that we want to talk about, I want to just throw out the little, there were like three little things. Could you calm down?
No.
Okay. Don't stop me, guys. So I'm choking. There are three little things that happened in this episode that we need to make sure that we don't forget. Sure. We saw who Five's sister's mother is.
Yep.
It is Renault.
Oh, Renault.
Renault.
My prediction last week was almost 100% correct.
Which was?
Which was?
That she's her sister?
That she was her sister, and that's so why. And that's what correct. Got her friends killed. Yep. So the rest of it was right. I just got the, like, order of generations wrong. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, officially, we still just don't know.
We don't know who her sister is. We just know who her sister's mom is.
Yeah. Right.
Renault.
Like, the evil stepmother.
Yeah. Which, you know, my issue is that Renault is played by the same woman who played Aoife on Lost Girl, who, spoiler alert, was Beau's mother. So I was like, no, I don't want to be another evil mom.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
Maybe thanks. She's a more chaotic, neutral mom.
Okay.
How about that?
So,
yeah. Maybe Melissa, she's just really misunderstood.
That's true.
Melissa
poor,
tweeted
poor misunderstood
this
Renault.
Great thing about how he hired Renault, and that he was watching someone else's demo reel, and he was like, not her, her. Which I think is so funny and needed to be noted. That's how she got the job, was she was in someone else's reel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's fantastic. I mean terrible for the person who's real.
Could you imagine? I really hope that whoever that is saw that tweet.
Yeah.
Me too.
I'd also hope that, like, Renault was like, you should also bring my friend in.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm sure that the most evil character is always played by such sweet people. So.
Right.
I assume Renault is actually very sweet.
Also, this should be a really good message to everyone who's aspiring to act, that if you have a reel, make sure everyone else in it sucks real hard.
Or just cut them out of your reel.
True.
No, you have to act against someone.
You just need to see it's over the shoulder shots. All right. So the other thing that we see is Two gets the memory that I feel like it's an SD card in a box, in a lockbox.
Yeah.
Right? That's what it feels like to me.
Right.
So she gets the memory and it says Crichton on it. What is it?
What did it say on it?
Crichton.
Oh, okay.
What did you think I said?
You said Crichton.
Yeah. Crichton. It's a Crichton. Crichton. That's how you say it.
Yeah. Okay.
Screw you. Being mean today.
Yeah. I'm just really upset and I don't know how to express my feelings.
I feel it. And then Three goes into Sarah's world.
Right. Which I was surprised it was still there.
Okay, thank you. I don't think that world can sustain without her. She built it.
Right.
Well, I think it can be sustained. I just don't think it'll ever grow beyond that.
True. So it might just be code that's, like, written in, and, like, unless someone goes in and deletes the code, it'll be there.
Right.
I assumed it would go back to the form that it was before she got in there.
Oh, no, me too.
So, like, there wouldn't be flowers.
Yeah.
And he was touching the flowers. He was, like, gently caressing the flowers.
I think it's the same thing as if someone wrote an open source program, like a virtual program, and essentially their avatar was removed from it, but then all the rest of the code still exists. It's the same that, like, when you're coding a video game, mm-hmm. how, like, you can, even if you don't necessarily include something in the final product, the code still exists in that, in the discs.
It's just dead code that's there. Like, yeah. It's just not used.
I assumed it was more like when you open a profile on a site and then you deactivate your profile.
Mm.
That's what I thought. That works sort of.
So, like, it's gone now.
But it's not.
Got it.
Like, I mean, have you ever tried to delete your Facebook profile?
Facebook profile? You can't delete that thing.
That's true.
That thing's impossible.
Your MySpace profile?
Yeah, it's gone.
Any of those ones.
Why would you delete that?
It's where all your photos are.
Any of those ones, it's still there. You can just reactivate it.
Your live journal? All right. Still there, guys. Secret.
I love it.
All right.
We're going to find it now.
Let's talk about the main storyline of the episode. We find Project Phoenix. We decide that we are going to blow up the fleet with help from Mike and the Traugott bomb. This whole, like, why do they always think it's going to go smoothly for them? It never goes smoothly for them.
I don't know. I especially don't know why they thought it would go smoothly when they knew that Boone and most likely Portia mm-hmm. were, like, in this area. Because I feel like if... I mean, yeah, they're different now, but they still think very similarly. Yeah.
They think that what? Word. What do
nope,
they think?
I can't do it right now.
Tell me more.
Similarly?
Similarian?
Similarly?
I mean, I felt like this whole thing mm-hmm. was like every... preemptive triumph or every pre-devastating moment in Game of Thrones where like everyone's getting together and they're like, oh man, we are about to win this war. And then a shadow baby comes out of nowhere and is like, no, you're not. Ka-clow. Or you're like, oh man, we're enjoying this dinner. And it's like, no, you're not. Ka-clow. That's the sound that happens in every Game of Thrones.
The best yeah.
part about
yeah.
that is that doubles for two different scenes in Game of Thrones at this point. So...
yeah,
perfect.
I really like that. I like comparing this to Game of Thrones.
I mean, it has. I'd say it has the same level of complexity at this point. Yeah.
Oh yeah, with the alternate versions of people, and the all the companies and the French names.
Yeah, and the Inklings being the White Walkers.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah. Sure. Interesting.
Yeah. Just write an article about it, guys. We'll let you know if you're right.
Get your live journal back up.
Thanks. I'm going to do that right now. And then my open diary. Okay, so taking it real back. So there was the hot girl when they get kidnapped. All right, so I'm jumping ahead. The Marauder blinks in. There's a shield. The bomb doesn't go off. They can't blink out. They get captured. There's the hot girl who takes to... You know what I'm talking about.
I do. Yes. I know who you're talking about.
Hot doctor.
So the thing about the hot girl is she's also on Shadow Hunters, and I'm going to say it on this show because I'm not on that show. That show does not use her well because she looks so good in this show. And I was like, who is she on Shadow Hunters? And I looked and I was like, oh no. She looks so good on this show. And I assume that when we reveal she's an Inkling, I assumed that the way Inklings are passed between her and two.
Is her kissing?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. I'm so for that.
Right? Like, yeah. That's how it happened, was that the hot doctor Inkling, Dr. Inkling?
You could, yes. Melosi points out her name is Alexandra Ordolis.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. She has a name. Dr. Inkling. And
we're just going to keep calling her hot doctor, though.
So yeah. Like, so I assume that they made out, and that's how it got passed.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for confirming my theory.
No, I loved it.
That's how it works.
I mean, yep. I'm just shipping Portia with everyone at this point.
Two
with everyone at this point.
I was like, we're not shipping Portia.
Oh, they're all, yeah. I mean, I would ship Portia with people, too. But no, because you have the moment with the android earlier, like at the very beginning of the episode where she's working out
and she was like, do you need stress release, girl? That android and I think alike.
I feel like the android is trying to she's trying to be like
bit, yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but I look like someone you once loved. You know,
I also just learned how to repackage my boobs,
right?
So.
Every time she comes into scene, she's humming the song by Usher where she's like, you remind me of a girl that I once knew. And then, oh yeah.
It's hard. Like,
girl, it's in the show.
It's getting warm in here. anyway.
Just a little extra color from Malozzi.
Oh, no.
He said that she's fantastic. She auditioned for them a couple times, but wasn't quite right for the role. So he contacted her casting director and told her to tell Alexandra that they would definitely find something for her. And this was the perfect thing.
Oh, it was perfect. She looks so good.
Mm-hmm. And her acting was great.
Also, she's very talented. Yeah, no, I mean, look, the idea of having to play someone who's being possessed is, mm-hmm. it's harder than just being playing a character.
Right.
Yes. Question, was she one of the bio...
Yeah, is she synthetic human?
Or is she a straight, regular human?
Excellent question.
I thought she was a bio. I assumed it was that because we learned all about how they were infiltrating everybody.
Yeah.
So that was my assumption.
I agree with your assumption. Why are you smiling like that?
I'm sorry. There's an old joke from one of our other shows that it says Hawk Girl or Hot Girl, and it makes me really laugh.
It's not a joke from our old shows, it's just you. Just you.
Yes.
All right. So Wexler is Mikkei's inside man. What? Why won't he die?
I love Wexler.
I'm now... He's growing on me, but like amazing. A fungus. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Like, fine, I'll deal with this. That's how I feel about Wexler.
That's how the rest of the crew feel.
I was like, why are we trying to save him? Why are we trusting him? Why?
I have
a lot of whys. And Portia saves/kidnaps 3.
Right.
So Boone took 2.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Portia took 3.
Yes.
These alt worlds.
So.
Yes.
While we're talking about Boone.
Mm-hmm.
So Wexler had mentioned that after Nova 17, he had started like wigging out, which is an interesting thing in that like Nova 17 was, if you guys remember, where all the Inklings mm-hmm. had been hanging mm-hmm. out. So there is a chance that he could have been, he could have been possessed in the midst of all that chaos.
That's very possible. Do you think that when he kidnapped 2, he was an Inkling, or do you think he had his own mind at that point?
I think he had been kidnapped, but completed the plan, or not kidnapped, but I think he had been possessed.
That makes sense. I mean, this scene where this episode when we have 2 possessed by the Inkling, and she's still like behaving
semi
too, like there were parts where I was, when she's talking to Rio,
I had a couple of problems.
Talk to me.
Like, I was like, I was so mad that the crew didn't figure that out, because 6 at least thought something was wrong at first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wanted to make sure that it wasn't Portia, and then he just kind of lets it go after that, and I'm like, but you, like, she said something and you thought, wait a second.
I love that he was like, we need to check if you're Portia. Yes. You know what would be real nice is if your team came up with a secret code word. Like, it would be real smart after the first time this happened. We went, okay, here's our secret code word to confirm it's us.
Definitely.
Like, it wouldn't help us with this Inkling problem, but it totally would solve this, like, how did we get here?
Right.
Like, that's a broad question, sir. Ask me a very specific one.
I mean, sort of,
and then he followed up.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying is, if it was, what's the password?
That's true.
You know?
Got it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Thank you.
They'd have to change it every time.
Well, it would definitely have to change, but it also would have to be something that only happened after they woke up past their memories.
Right.
So, like, something that the alt versions wouldn't know.
Yeah. I just really wanted 6 to kind of follow up on that, especially in the moment when, you know, as you said earlier, the android was like, you don't know how to do that.
Yeah,
you know, especially in that moment, like, I don't know why 6 wasn't like, wait a second.
Yeah, at that moment I went, what? I was like, no one else is gonna be like, hold up,
right?
Hold up, red
especially
flag.
Like 5. I feel like 5 definitely would have known that Portia doesn't know how to do that. She would have been like right there with the android, like, you don't,
what? Right? Like, do you want me to do it?
Yeah.
Do you mean I should go do this?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Can we rewind for a second,
though? Yeah, absolutely.
No.
When
3 is kidnapped.
No, he said no.
Oh.
Go on. 3 is kidnapped / save.
Yeah, kidnapped, save. But do we think that Wexler kind of led him into that trap because it was almost like he walked into like a barrier and then went down.
Or maybe it was Wexler's...
Or did Portia, like, shoot him?
He was shot.
Yeah. But Wexler's running, like, save me! Oh, I'm going to run the other direction now when guns come.
Yeah, it just felt very trap-like.
Yes. Which would not be surprising for Wexler.
For Wexler, right.
Freaking Wexler.
But he's so cool.
Is he? With that stupid toothpick and slap it out of his face.
Yes. He's smart.
Is he?
Yes. Did you see him break the field?
That's true.
I was.
That was actually very surprising. I thought he was gonna make and then shoot it.
It was smart overloading the systems.
Yeah.
Very smart.
And he has all the best zingers, you know?
Zingers.
He's got those one-liners. That moment when they were like, "You quiet," and he's like, "I'll be quiet on the bridge, but right now, y'all dumb." You know, he's got that sweet, sweet survival instinct. I like him. I hope he joins the crew. Part of the crew, part of the ship.
I hope we put him in the wall.
That's the Caribbean.
Yes.
Put him in the wall. I want him in the wall. He can stand just right next to Ash. Him and Ash in the wall. Although, sorry, I was thinking about how Ash is shirtless and he's got great abs and the Wexler would not.
Yeah.
Would not.
Be shirtless and have great abs. I think.
Got
I'm
it.
Now sad.
Okay.
Anyway, so we end up with our big, like, we've had a corporate war happening.
Right.
All season long. And it finally happens when the Raza and the Ishidas and the Mikes are all actually shooting each other. I was like, finally a war! Versus Ferris Court.
Right.
So all season led to a war.
I love that Mikkei was like, oh, we didn't think that these people would ever align themselves with Ferris Corp because they were the ones that were the lowest. And I was like, no, that's precisely the people who are going to turn.
Right.
Like, the people who are getting hit the hardest are going to be the, like, wait, you'll leave me alone? Yeah, I'll be on your team. You know?
It's like Mikkei doesn't understand how war works.
Right, yeah. Well, or even just bullying in general.
I mean, they were the ones who were like, we'll just wait it out. That's not going to work. Mm-mm. And this type of thing, that's not going to work. Nope. It only works if you can actually leave.
Right.
And then come back.
They can't.
No.
No.
Tari?
It's true. I mean, Mikkei not seeing it coming makes sense since they've been staying out of the war the whole time. Mm. Like, you can't really get used to war tactics if you're like, I'm not going to do anything.
Yeah, but they've been tracking what's happening.
I mean, on a surface level. Yeah. But, like, there's a... For them, not like if they don't understand the stakes or like the devastation that all the other companies have faced, mm-hmm. then they're never going to understand that they're going to be betrayed at the last minute. I think that they should have at least had a backup plan, though.
Yeah,
they're just like, we're going to send this one bomb. We're not going to check it. We're just going to be like, oh man,
right?
Trogot, so good.
Okay, to be fair, I didn't think. I honestly thought that it was a setup by Mikkei first.
Yeah, agreed.
Like, when she was like, we'll send you in and with your ship and this bomb. I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
So the fact that she was also betrayed made me feel a little bit better.
Yeah, but maybe she wasn't betrayed.
Right.
Maybe she was in on it. That so sounds like something she would do. Oh, so full. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to take a moment.
Okay.
If I may.
Please
You
do.
May.
Thank you. Thank you so much to the fans who have joined us all season long. Thank you to everyone involved in the show for making it. I feel like that should be said.
Definitely.
It's season 3 finale. We are very much hoping for season 4. So make sure you are tweeting at Sci-Fi and at Space Channel and screw over that guy, McCumber. At McCumber C on Twitter. Let's just tweet the F out of that guy until he's overwhelmed with the Renew Dark Matters, and then he'll do it. That's how that works, right?
Exactly. Yeah, make a lot of noise.
Great. So please make a lot of noise. Continue on Twitter, on the interwebs. Send them.
Tweet in all caps.
Yes.
Yeah,
with GIFs and stuff.
Yeah.
Make them laugh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, make them Dark Matter specific gifts.
Yeah, yes.
Yes.
There are a lot of good ones. But do that. But also go to iTunes, rate and review us. That way we know that you're enjoying our show as well, because we also would like to continue. If you leave us a comment and bang on your keyboard, we'll read it live on the air. But also give us a rating. So it's 5 stars if you like us, 4 stars if you don't. And the other stars, they do not work. That's right.
They yep, don't. Yep, they are broken. Unemployed.
That was good. So please do that. I also, if we have a new review, Tari will read it in a sexy voice. But before that, you must listen to this. This comes from one of our wonderful sponsors, A&E, about Leah Remini, Scientology, and the aftermath. It's A&E's Emmy-nominated groundbreaking docuseries, Leah Remini, Scientology, and the Aftermath, and it has returned for season 2. New episodes are Tuesdays at 9 on A&E. That is Tuesdays at 9, 8 central on A&E. So the show follows Leah Remini along with her high-level former Scientology executives and church members, and they delve deep into the shocking stories of abuse, heartbreak, and harassment experienced by those who have left the church and spoken publicly about their experiences. If you haven't seen the show, the stuff that they talk about, the secrets they reveal, is crazy. And Leah Remini is a brave, brave woman for talking about this. She has gotten a lot of backlash and hate from the church. She is the face of the movement. This season, she continues her quest to give a voice to the victims of the Church of Scientology. The series also explores accounts from former members whose lives have been significantly impacted by the church's practices, including physical abuse, like actual people hitting each other. It's crazy.
Well, talking about bullying while everybody else stood by and just watched it happen because thank God it wasn't them.
Right. So catch up on episodes on the A&E app and A&ETV.com, but check out new episodes Tuesdays on A&E at 9, 8 central. That's Leah Remini, Scientology, and the Aftermath. And now, if we could get some sexy jazz music.
Yeah.
Sexy Let's jazz get some music,
smooth
please.
Smooth jazz.
But sexy going. Jazz.
Yeah.
Sexy
smooth jazz. And sexy.
Literally sexy jazz music.
Yeah.
And the
Google
first
that.
One.
Ooh.
So good.
Warming up. Ooh.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Let's jump to the middle.
Ooh. Listen to that jazz.
Woo.
We have one review today.
Yeah.
James, 5 stars from James Ree, 74. Love Dark Matter, and this is a great podcast to go along with it, and don't cancel my favorite show, Sci-Fi. Sci-Fi, don't cancel James's favorite show, which is Dark Matter. In case you didn't realize, Dark Matter needs renewing, Sci-Fi. So get on that so we and James can have a good time. Don't be stopping us now, because we're having a ball.
Good job. Thank you. Thank you for the review. That will be the final review we read this season. Ooh. So glad it was done so sexily.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get back to this sexy, sexy show. I mean, it is when I talk about it. I find all sorts of ships that aren't real.
It's true.
Or there.
Some of them regular, some of them black.
Nice.
Thank you.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a little bit about the Inklings who have come through. So, 2 deceives us, and luckily we get these messages from the android whose mind is still online. The fact that she wrote "it's a trick" really bothers me because we all know what I wanted her to write.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
Oh, is that what you wanted to write?
It's a trap.
Oh, crazy. Is that from something?
It's a trap. It's Sheldon Cooper.
Oh, okay. Oh. Got it.
Doing Star Wars.
Oh.
Yeah.
I am surprised. I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
You've never mentioned it either.
It's a trap. This conversation is a trap. All right. So 5 tries to warn 6 as he's like, I'm going to sacrifice myself. You know, I'm sick of 6 doing this kind of stuff.
It's who he is. He's real. He's real lawful good, man. You know.
Will you stop?
Sorry, what,
Natalie?
They're just so trusting. Of like, okay, the android is not going to get like put our hand in something and get overloaded like that. And Inkling 2 is like, oh, android's down. and nobody was like, I'm gonna go check that out.
Well, they were under fire from a bunch of ships, though.
I had such a problem. And then especially when Five is, like, contacting Six, he hears, like, or at least what we heard that he heard.
Right.
We're like, you know, I don't know if she said it's a trick or it's a trap, but it felt like he heard.
She tried to say it's a trap, but he couldn't hear it. He, all he heard was, it's a, and I got so annoyed because I was like, it's a trap! That's the end of that sentence, always.
Yeah.
Right? Back up!
Right?
Yeah.
I was so annoyed that he was six, just like, come on, can't six. Hear you.
It's a trap. The word is trap. It's right. Always trap.
It's yeah. a gosh darn shame you're yeah. out there.
It's a bad idea. I'm so sad. No, it's a trap.
Yeah. Right. At the yeah. moment that they tried to contact him, he should have been like, maybe I should postpone this.
Yeah, let me back up for a second yeah. and take this call.
Especially six, because he had that moment where he was like, are you Portia?
Yep.
And then you, like, I just was really mad they weren't putting things together.
Yeah.
So Five needs to get help, and she calls Rio, and she lets him out, and he stuns Two. Here's where Six should have seen the warning. Two is a synthetic human.
Yes.
Who can live in space.
Yes.
Who could blow up and be fine. We saw it happen at the end of last season.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She should get in the ship.
Right.
Yes.
Not him. He shouldn't have volunteered. She should have volunteered. And the fact that she didn't even volunteer, that should have been a big sign for him.
There was a lot of big signs.
Right? Remember the way the season flushing. Started where she's on the ship with him and they're back to back and she's mm-hmm. like, I'm going to get rid of all the air for you? That's when he should have known.
Mm-hmm.
I'm frustrated.
Me too. So
I have a different issue.
Okay. Is it that there's no way Six is dead because I refuse to accept it?
Melosi says he's the better pilot, so that justifies why because he would have had to, you know, navigate between a bunch of ships destroying each other. That makes sense. Okay.
Would have been a discussion at least.
Okay, guys. Can nothing satiate your issues?
Nope.
Can nothing satisfy you?
No. No.
Okay, well, I asked.
It's a trap! Go on.
I don't understand why she had to disable the android. I guess maybe to make the adjustment, but I had assumed that the doctor on the ship had already made the adjustment to the blink drive.
I think it was to... excellent question.
Okay, so that was actually one of my questions, was why was it so important that it was manned by a person?
Because the
android could have done it, you know.
I think because the android, because maybe they would have figured it out.
Yeah.
The longer that she was around, they would have figured it out. Or the android would have sent it in and realized, wait, what if this happens? Or
yeah.
I think maybe, it would have, they would have figured it out if the android wasn't taken out and somebody wasn't on the ship. Or they would have seen something's wrong with the blink drive.
Yeah, I just was... As soon as they're like, oh, someone else needs to pilot it, I was going, but why do the Inklings absolutely need a human being?
To sacrifice himself?
To do it, yeah. Mm. Like, why? Because, I mean, I feel like either way, I don't know that the android would have put it together immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess maybe because she could have canceled it from
She would have. I think she would have seen something was up with the blink drive.
Okay.
Yes. So Melosi says... That the android would have realized that what she had done to the blink drive, mm-hmm. and so she needed her to be unable to remote pilot the Marauder.
Right, but we knew that they were intentionally gonna like blow up the blink drive, right?
Yeah,
that was part of the plan.
Yes, but I think that what she had done was not just rig it to blow up, but also rigged it to essentially create the hole. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
Yeah, because, like, just blowing it up would have made it so it was like what happened at the research station, where essentially it just created a hole between two different universes in what Doctor Who would call the void.
Yep. Right.
But instead, she rigged it to create the anomaly, which was the same as the anomaly in Nova 17.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. But that was big enough for the ships.
Okay.
I love when you bring Doctor Who into it.
That's what I do, girl.
I know.
Yeah.
All right, so we get the black ships. The Inklings are here. Six is not dead.
No. He's just on the other side in the other void.
Ooh, area. I like that he passed through to the other side.
Mm-hmm. That would be great.
Yeah.
Because then it allows us to see the world that they come from. Mm-hmm. It'll be like the episode of Justice League, where Superman... I know.
You I was so I was excited say, for
I know.
Who.
Uh-huh.
But it's the episode where Superman gets... essentially, they think he's dead because he gets wiped out from the Earth. But he ends up going into... essentially deep in the future. And so it's him, like, making his way through and all that stuff. It was great. And I think it'll be like that, where it's Six kind of cavemanning his way through their world.
Well, it sounds like we should head into predictions.
Okay.
Yay!
I don't want to predict what's going to happen.
You just did.
Nuh-uh.
So I think that I like where your head's at with us seeing another world with Six going through it. Mm-hmm. I imagine also him, like, trying to get a word through and then them having to pull him through and then save him from the other world, because he's not dead.
Yes. Or they need to be pulled through to the other side
to his side?
Somehow disable the Inklings on that end.
Maybe.
Interesting.
Which would be crazy. We might have, like, really cool whole new world to play with.
I think... Stop it.
Okay.
I know where your musical
Mine
head is going.
Mine did not until you looked at me like that, and then I was like, oh, nope, now I'm ready.
He's gonna sing.
Yeah.
So I think...
Oh, new world. Dazzling place.
Oh, wondrous.
Okay.
I think that the Inklings are actually called the Accelerated.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Also, was it mentioned, I don't know if it was mentioned on the show or if it was mentioned on After Dark, which is not this after show, but a different one. I think that Crichton might be male.
Okay.
Was that mentioned in this episode, or was that,
like,
something I heard
he's a
elsewhere?
Man.
That Crichton is the name of a man rather
okay.
than... Because I assumed Crichton was whatever person is... Right, is the person taking care of who I assume Karina is. I'm making all sorts of assumptions that all rely on each other, which is the worst way to predict things, because if you get one wrong, they're all wrong.
Right.
It's true. Well, people in the chat early on were mentioning that there was Crichton was a specific gender, which was... male.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they got their information, but it's apparently out there. You didn't make it up.
Great. I like when I don't make things up.
Malozzi says it was mentioned in the After Dark episode.
After Dark?
Yes.
Which is not this after show.
No.
No.
That's right. We're not in Canada.
What?
I have some...
No, that would be really cool.
I'm so surprised.
I know. I have some predictions from the chat.
Yes, please. Is it that we're getting a season 4?
I mean, they want it. Everybody wants it. Everyone, let's see. We got who said it?
I don't know. Who
Kim
said
of
it?
Chicago wants it. Ivan Soto wants it. Sarah V wants it. All right. But Ringy 90998 has predicted. I'm gross.
predicted that you're gross.
Yes. That's all Ringy said. His Tari's gross. had a similar prediction to me where. Essentially, next season, Two will be evil for a while, and then Portia will join the team, and so Android's flash forward of being comforted by Portia was by Two was actually Portia.
Did you say this?
I said that on when we were watching, yes.
And I said no.
Yes, you were like, no, thank you.
So, first of all, weird that you both had the same idea.
Yes.
Also, no.
I like that idea, especially because Portia in this episode specifically didn't seem like she was like bloodthirsty or out for revenge or anything. She was just like, I'm going to save my own skin. And so that is essentially where Hour 2 began. And so it leads me to believe that she has the potential to take Two's place while Two is under the influence of the Inklings, and the dynamic shift would be really interesting.
Okay, well, also, could it be that Portia wants to get to her daughter in this universe? Because she would know that fact.
Right.
Interesting.
Ooh.
And if she's on the ship, then she's going to have access to
the memories,
which she probably knows the code to.
Yeah.
So they don't have to crack it.
Interesting.
I don't like where your heads are at.
Okay.
Here's, because the fear that I have is, let me explain.
Yeah.
Okay. The fears that I have is that means that by the end of the series, at the end of season 5, the idea is that the team is restored to who they were, right? Because Rio's already back, and they're slowly getting information about their backstories. And so if Portia then joins the team and replaces Two,
yeah,
that's where we're going. And by the end of season 5, our team will be back to who they were before they lost their memories, but hopefully better people. And I don't like that.
I mean, okay, I guess that brings up the question is, so Rio had his memories restored.
Mm-hmm.
Will it be the same if they are getting this information separately? Instead of restoring their memories to a T and just learning this new information that they can deal with in their new forms?
I think it's totally different. I think that Rio's memories being restored means that he was able to go back to who he
was.
Right,
he reverts.
Whereas they are new people who are learning small facts, right? So, like,
right,
the fact that Five has a sister and that the sister's mom is Renaud does not make her the same girl that she was. Mm-hmm. It makes her who she is now with these facts.
So, what you're saying is you're worried that that's what's going to happen?
Yeah, I fear that we'll end up with these evil people.
I don't think that they'll turn evil from the information they learn. I think that if
I'm saying that I think the evil people, either people will get their memories restored or the alt versions will come and join the team, right? Like the Portia joining the team and getting rid of R2 because she's been taken over by an Inkling.
Right.
I don't want Portia. Portia's not the sister figure to Five.
Yeah, but like for a show to grow and keep expanding, like it has to go through different phases, and it has to not let its characters be precious in the same way that, like, we started with One and we had two different versions of One and they're both gone now.
I know, I'm glad.
Right, but like and we've gone through a number of crew members on the ship. Like we used to have what's his name, the werewolf guy,
Devin.
We used to have Devin. We had Nyx.
I really like that. I was like, oh, Devin, the werewolf.
Yeah, right.
He was a drug addict, just to be clear, and not a werewolf.
Right.
Don't tell Andrew.
No, he will never accept it.
Everyone, I've just decided we should start tweeting at Andrew that it's been announced that there's going to be a werewolf next season.
Please do.
Oh,
can
my God,
we do this?
So funny.
I will do it right now.
Yes.
Okay. It would be really great if Malozzi could do it.
Yeah. Can you send him a personal DM? Guys, just start tweeting him.
He's not here for the finale. We can do what we want.
He's at work. He'd be like, he's written his Twitter. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
This is what we're going to do as we wait for season 4, is prank Andrew. Yes, Tari?
I'm just stuck on that. But yeah, anyway, we've essentially made our way through, and we know that ultimately we end up with just 5 on the Raza. I mean, we are following the Raza in general,
she's
not necessarily
the
crew of
the
Raza.
Yeah, she's going to outlive them no matter what.
Yes.
I mean, unless she gets shot and dies.
It's
a trap!
Oh, no! I have another prediction from the chat.
Yeah, please.
From Starman934. Prediction: all the corporations, including Ferris, will join together to fight the Inklings. That's what Starman sounds like.
Legit Game of Thrones.
Yes.
I see.
Yes.
I don't watch Game of Thrones. I'm kidding.
Oh, I was
that look. Oh, I was like,
you got spoiled for a lot of things.
I was gonna keep going with it, but you just gave me a look, and I went, okay, I gotta calm that girl down. No, so I think it would be really funny if that's how we end up, where everyone comes together,
yeah,
led by the Raza, led by a crew of criminals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a exclusive series ending from Joseph Malozzi. All right, you guys ready?
Is it werewolves?
The series ends with everyone coming out of stasis, and it turns out the entire series was a communal dream, and they're still terrible people. The end. Exclusive! AfterBuzz exclusive! That's the ending of AfterBuzz TV exclusive! So yeah, that's the end of the show.
Was it Dallas? Is Dallas the show where that happened?
I think it happened on Dallas.
Dallas, a whole season was a dream?
Yes. And then also Mercy Hospital, something hospital, where the whole series took place inside of a snow globe in the mind of a child.
What?
Spoilers for Mercy Hospital.
Spoilers
for Mercy Hospital. Spoilers for Mercy Hospital.
I think we've gone off the rails now enough.
Nah.
I want to remind everyone that we love this show and would like it to come back for season 4. So please, please, please do your part. Do what you can.
Play your part. Okay, it's a song. Sorry. Okay,
can we threaten to send Sci-Fi those glitter bombs if they don't
renew
it?
No.
Nope. We can threaten a lot of things, but not that.
It was Saint Elsewhere, not Mercy Hospital. Saint Elsewhere is what I was referring to. Sorry, I just got corrected by Malozzi.
That's great. I actually would be real upset if that's how it ends. With a werewolf. Yay.
Yes.
Listen, if that's how it's going to end, you better throw a werewolf in.
Might as well.
Saying.
I mean, it would be dope if they all woke up and were just werewolves. And so, like, in the dream, they were humans. But, like, in the real world, they're all just, like, werewolves hanging out in stasis. And they'd be like, oh, man, wasn't it weird having no hair? So weird. And they're like, yeah, let's go pee on stuff. And that's the end. That's the last line of the show.
Let's go pee on stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
This has been fun. This has been a great season. Thank you all so much for joining us. Until next time you see us and next season, you can keep up with us on after shows here on AfterBuzz, but also on the social medias. Yay! I believe we're still trying to get you to a certain number for you to show MeUndies.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Natalie, I like heavily Sarah Brock forget remind about us what that. The number
is. And then I remind us.
And then you remind every time.
Yeah. Because the internet wants to see your undies. One person?
Oh, man.
We're one person short.
We can do that by the end of the day, right?
Yeah, so if you aren't following Natalie on Instagram, do so, because she's going to post her undies.
I'll hashtag it Renew Dark Matter.
Good.
Yeah.
That's our new Renew Dark Matter campaign. Natalie, where are you on social so people can follow you?
You can find me at Natalie Dyer, NataleeDyer, on all social media platforms.
Tori.
You can find me at Tori J, that's TauriJay, that's on Twitter and Instagram. You can also find me on my weekly podcast called Missing Out. It's me and the Lex Michael, whom you've seen on other shows. And we talk about things that we're missing out on. It's a retrospective with introspective. You can also find really Natalie fun. Dwyer. Dyer? Natalie Dyer? Dyer.
Who's Natalie Dwyer?
I don't know. I've never heard of her. You can find Natalie Dyer on The Dungeon Hole with Andrew Mina.
Yeah.
such weird pronunciations today.
What is happening to you?
I don't know. I'm dying. You can find her on The Dungeon Hole. It launches every Saturday. You can also find Andrew Mina at The Andrew Mina on Instagram and Andrew Mina on Twitter.
And tweeted him that there's an exclusive announcement that there's a werewolf next season. I'm Yael Teagle, and if you are in Canada for Fan Expo, you best come say hello, because I'm going to be there. But also, after this, the Killjoys after show. I was like, what am I doing? We have a special guest Skyping in Morgan Kelly, who plays Alvis, the monk who's always shirtless. Yup, that's the show you're going to want to watch right after this. Also, I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Yael Teagle. That's YaelTygiel. Thank you for joining us this season. We'll see you next season.
Bye. Bye.
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.